This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The sell-a-thon persists on world stock markets this morning.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and the economy. After the S&P 500 stock index fell more than 2% yesterday and the Dow fell 334 points, market players at the moment at least remain risk averse. The 100-share index in London right now is down 1.4%, and the key stock index in Frankfurt, the DAX, is down 2.2% now. The Hang Seng closed down in Hong Kong 1.9%. This is the week that the International Monetary Fund revised downward its forecast for economic growth around the world. Not so much for the U.S., but a lot of other places, including Asia and Europe. On the line from Capital Economics in London is Jennifer McCune. Good morning.
Good morning.
You can draw a pretty straight line between concern about global economic growth and these stock numbers we're seeing again today.
Yes, you could. And that's not surprising, really. It's pretty clear that there are signs of weakness pretty much throughout the world now. Of course, that's most pronounced in the Eurozone. But even in the US and in the UK, we're seeing some of the business surveys start to dip. And that's quite a worry that perhaps it's a sign to think of things to come.
Concerned about growth in China as well. I mean, the U.S. isn't too bad. It's really, you know, you follow the Eurozone. I'm looking at you right now.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I think the dip that we've seen in the surveys in the US is likely to be just that, a temporary dip. We think that the recovery is going to continue. Things look very good, and particularly compared to the Eurozone, where, in fact, we're not just looking at a slowdown in the rate of growth now. It looks like the Eurozone may actually have re-entered recession, which is a pretty disastrous turn of events, really. It wasn't so long ago that everybody was hoping that the Eurozone would follow the US up. But instead of that, it seems to have petered out altogether.
You do have the head of the European Central Bank, Mr. Draghi, saying that he thinks he can fix it.
Well, he's made some pretty encouraging noises about the fact that the ECB is prepared to do more, but I think it is really, really limited in what it can do. And he has, President Draghi himself, has made very clear that he can only act along with governments. He's talking a lot about structural reforms and the kinds of measures that will take a very long time. But also, I think he's hinting that the German government in particular could offer some help with a fiscal boost.
Jennifer McCune at Capital Economics in London, thank you for this.
You're welcome.
Now, Marketplace's Sabri Benishour is here with some context. Sabri?
It has been almost 2.5 years since the last correction in the U.S. when stock prices fell around 10% from a peak. And yes, everything is falling a bit now, but let's zoom out a little. The S&P 500 comes in today up more than 16% over the last 12 months. The Dow is up nearly 13% in the last year. The NASDAQ is up 5.8% since New Year's and almost 18% from this time last year. David?
Sabri, thank you. There's been a huge flight to the safety of bonds this morning. The 10-year Treasury yield is down, though, at 2.29%. And now a connection between the digital devices that so many of us can't seem to do without and digging big holes in the ground. Electronics need certain rare metals and other natural materials that are often in limited supply and hard to find. Michael Silver is president and CEO of American Elements, which sells rare earths and other materials to companies like GE, Intel, Toyota, and beyond. Mr. Silver, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Give me a sense of the significance of these elements to modern life.
They're a very small ingredient, but an essential ingredient to everything from your automobile to your electric car to your cell phone to all the military technologies we're familiar with. They're sort of those elements towards the bottom of the periodic table. They're essential to all modern technology.
And they call some of them rare earths. There is not a glut of these, but a lot come from places like Russia and, of course, China.
China has a monopoly on the materials. They control 97% of current production, so they control pricing on rare earths and probably will for the future.
you think that perhaps this stuff is so important to modern life that maybe we should stockpile some, have something like we do for oil, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve?
We need to have a critical metals reserve is what people are calling it. There's already legislation in Washington right now to deal with it. But it's absolutely essential that we have the materials we need so that we can't be leveraged for the lack of them.
This would be controversial, but if one is thinking along the lines of a little bit more independence when it comes to some of these precious metals and rare earths, you'd think about maybe looking at domestic supply, but that could come at an environmental cost.
If you talk to any environmentalist and ask them what the future looks like, they're going to say, oh, it's going to be hydrocarbon-free and you're going to have electric cars and you're going to have fuel cells. But then you say, well, do you realize that all those things are physical, high-technology products that are produced from high-technology metals that have to be mined? Do you support the mining of those metals? That the answer is always no, 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 no. It's time for the environmental movement to step a few steps back and realize that they have to stop standing in the way of all mining, but actually infuse themselves in the mining of green technology elements so that this infrastructure can be built.
Michael Silver is in the business of rare earths and some of these other critical materials. He's president and CEO of American Elements in Los Angeles. Mr. Silver, thank you.
Thank you, David.
And Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella is getting excoriated in social media after he went to a women and empowerment conference yesterday and then ad-libbed something he later tried to walk back. Asked on stage how women can advance, Nadella suggested they should not push for more pay because corporate America rewards people for their excellence over time.
It's not really about asking for the raise, but knowing and having faith that the system will actually give you the right raises as you go along.
He later said he was, quote, inarticulate there and that our industry must close gender pay gaps so a raise is not needed because of bias. He then told his own employees, if you think you deserve a raise, just ask. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.